Welcome back, day 4, today's focus, crucibles of leadership. Let's be real. You already know by now, leadership isn't just about the wins. It's about how you're forged in the fire. Every leader I coach, no matter how successful, carries at least one crucible. Sometimes it's loud and life-altering. Sometimes it's quiet but changes you forever. And I won't ask you to go anywhere I haven't gone myself. So here's a bit of my story. A lot of folks don't know this, but I was once married. My late wife, though it's strange to call her late because she was never late to anything, passed away 15 years ago. That loss took me to the lowest place I've ever been. Deep sadness, pain, some self-medication, and despair. Sometimes I assume everyone can see my wounds, but most can't. That crucible has defined me ever since. It taught me gratitude, changed the way I show up for my daughters, and makes me thankful every day for health, options, and just being here. Why do I share that? Because in coaching, I see it again and again. The breakthrough rarely happens where you're comfortable. That's why I have a standing coaching challenge for you. Something I ask every client. What's one thing you should bring into coaching but you haven't? Usually, it's something you're avoiding. And 9 times out of 10, it's a crucible moment, a pain, a regret, a scar, a story that wants to stay hidden. But trust me, that's exactly where the real work and real healing happens. So, here's a nudge. Take a moment and ask yourself, what's a crucible experience you've survived? Maybe it shaped you in ways nobody knows. What did it cost you? What did it teach you? And, here's the hook. What if you actually brought that into coaching instead of leaving it in the shadows? And look, if you're worried about getting stuck there, remember this old Irish story I love. A man falls in a deep hole. People walk by and shout advice. But a real friend jumps in with him. The man says, "Why'd you do that? Now we're both stuck." And the friend replies, "Yeah, but I've been in this hole before. I know the way out." That's coaching at its best. Not yelling advice from above, but getting down in the hole with you, because I've been there too. Let's talk about what gets built in these crucible moments. The best leaders I know learn to help others find meaning, even when things are hard. Develop a real, authentic voice, not just talking points. Hold to their values under pressure, not just when it's easy. Build adaptability, grit, and the capacity to reinvent themselves. Maybe you already see some of that in yourself. Maybe there's one you want to grow. Today's a good day to start. Today's practice. Name one crucible moment from your life or leadership. What meaning did you make from it? How did it change you? Which strength, helping others, finding your voice, holding to values, or adapting, grew the most? And here's a poke. If you face that again, what would you do differently, knowing what you know now? And if you've been avoiding bringing it into coaching, consider this your invitation. Bring it next time. That's where breakthroughs start. If you're in the fire right now, remember, you're not alone. Every leader worth following has been there. And you don't have to climb out alone. Thank yourself for showing up for this work today. When you're ready, move on to day 5, or circle back here if you need a reminder of how strong you already are. This is Chris Poyser, your coach at Cardinal Point Leadership. See you soon.